Tunes and Tumblr. Hello, and welcome to Tunes and Tumblr's Century Club by Atwood Magazine, your weekly shot of what's new in music. I'm your host, Anthony, and I was wrong last week. Today officially marks the fifth week in a row that we brought you a new episode of your favorite show. And to answer your question, no, I haven't slept yet. In fact, I think I've transcended the need for sleep altogether, and the giant talking bear next to me agrees too. So sit back, relax, as we bring you up to speed on what you might have missed in the music world and pour you a shot to blot out the rest of your week. Please obey those hallucinations responsibly. And because today is Century Club, we have a very special musical guest for y'all. Jake Sternberg of LA indie rock band Ruby Sparks is here to tell us all about their new song, California Honey, a funky number off their new EP of the same name. It's a dance-worthy track all about deconstructing one's own learned masculinity, engaging listeners to start their own journey towards stepping out of their comfort zone. Plus, it's a total groove. So stick around to the end of the show to hear a little message from Jake and to enjoy the track in its entirety. Of course, we all know that drinking alone is a sad, sad business, so I found a couple of guys passed out on my front lawn after my 4th of July party wearing American flag Speedos, and they are...
Ryan, your music connoisseur.
And Pedro, your mixologist.
And we have a new voice joining us on the air today. We've been slacking on our music discovery lately, so we went out and got ourselves a resident music stan to help us make killer playlists and yell at more people on Twitter. Tunes and Tumblr's fam, please give a warm welcome to the newest member of the team, Nasiah Blackshear.
Woo! Oh, hello, hello.
Welcome to the madness.
Glad to be here.
And I promise we'll do our best not to scare you away after a single episode.
When you're starting off talking about hallucinations you have.
The giant bear.
Is it the giant gross bear with the humongous legs that Amazon reviewer posted? That like legs are like 5 feet
oh my
long.
God.
I've never heard of that, but now we need to put it in the episode description so that everyone can see what you're talking about.
It's that horrific Winnie the Pooh knockoff on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
It's that one.
Well, I think we have to initiate Nas even further, but first, Ryan, do you have any bedtime stories you can read us for our little bands and bookmarks segment?
Yeah. So we've yet to kind of get into what we're covering on this episode, but because Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill continues to be trending per a huge placement in the show Stranger Things, I thought I'd read some words from Kate, maybe Kate Bush's biggest fan, who is Big Boy of Outkast.
Wow.
Don't know if you knew that. He is a Kate Bush stan for years and has been talking about it in interviews, so I wanted to read some highlights. So yeah, just throughout the years, throughout the 2000s, after Outkast would break, he'd mention how much of an influence Kate Bush was on Outkast's sound. And I'm going to read some words from Dangerous Minds, who kind of sum this up. This comes from Martin Schneider of Dangerous Minds, who kind of pulled all these quotes from over the years. So while it was Big Boy's grandmother who instilled in him a love of music, it was his uncle who tipped him to Kate Bush. As he told the LA Times in 2010, "She became my favorite artist of all time. Her and Bob Marley would tie for first. I used to listen to The Kick Inside and Wuthering Heights and this woman's work, and just admiring the style of music she was making, from the production side of it to the lyrics. It was kind of mind-blowing. I was like, okay, I wanted to be like her. My thing was, if the music was jamming, if it felt good, I liked it." In a 2004 profile of the band in the pages of The Guardian, the UK, Big Boy was in the middle of a similar spiel when his cell phone sprang to life, revealing Boy's chosen ringtone to be a well-known Kate Bush single from 1980. "I consider me and Dre to be funketeers, man. Growing up, we listen to everything, and I think that gives us the ability to make a free-flowing type of music. Doesn't matter whether it's country, reggae, or rock and roll. Kate Bush is my favorite artist of all time." As if on cue, his mobile starts to ring, trilling out a rendition of Babushka. So you can kind of get more into that article, but he's been talking about collaborating with her for years, and we hope that can happen. I think they've maybe gotten dinner once or texted, but we hope for that collaboration. At least I do.
That would be so fucking cool. Like an outcast Kate Bush single.
Why hasn't it happened yet?
A mashup DJ probably has done like roses mixed with Running Up That Hill to like a poorly poorly done mashup. You know it exists.
Oh, yeah.
Super mashup.
It's just like one of them's just sped up a little bit. They didn't even fix the pitch. It just...
Yeah. Anthony, were you the one? Do you like Phantoms? Are you a Phantoms fan?
I don't. I think I was talking about Phantoms recently just because I believe they are on the Life is Beautiful lineup, I think.
Okay. Well, they have a great video I encourage folks to check out, which is their like every type of DJ this summer. And it's like a tech house DJ, mashup DJ, and drum and bass DJ. And it's all their different edits of Running Up That Hill. And you know it's going to happen.
Oh, wow. Well, speaking of Kate Bush, the reason we are all here today is because the internet's favorite show has finally released the second half of the season 4 of Stranger Things, everyone's favorite show. And the person who turned us on to this was actually Nasiah. So what are we listening to today?
Wait, turned us on to what? Oh. Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I don't know if I turned you on to Stranger Things if you haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah.
It feels
spoiler.
Disrespectful.
It is.
Spoiler alert.
It is. It's meant to be
disrespectful. We're actually here to confront you about that, Anthony.
This is an intervention.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
Spoiler alert, everybody. I have only watched season 1 of Stranger Things, and then I started season 2, and like my brain switched off, and I'm like, I think I'm done. And then I moved on to watching Damn. YouTube videos for the past 4 years.
So cool, dude. You put on Prager. You put on Prager U afterwards. You watch Jordan Peterson cry about masculinity depictions in Stranger Things.
Consider the Demigorgon. You know he's made that video.
Yeah, that's good.
But Nasiah, you turned us on to not the show, but a couple of the actors in the show are musicians of their own, right?
Yeah, at least the only two that have released things recently were Joe Keery. He goes by DJ O, and he plays Steve Harrington, which is a personal favorite. I think everyone should love Steve. This is a Steve fan club. And then Maya Hawke, she has a nice little solo career going for herself. She just released a new single that gives me very much coming of age indie, but like queer indie. I don't know. It feels like a very lesbian song. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, Therese.
Yeah.
Listen to it and you'll get it, listeners.
The thing is, yesterday I was going through her entire released discography, and it seems like there's a little bit of a bi pansexual thing going on because she's singing about the girls she likes, but also the boys she likes. And, you know, we stan a bi queen. We're not sure if she's bi. Maya, please drop into our DMs. Let us know.
No, let's just project our fantasies and hopes onto her. That's a better
Yeah,
idea.
Let's take the Rebel Wilson approach. Hit up her people. Let them know. She has 2 days. She has 2 days to publicly come out. No, that's awful. Don't fucking do that.
Wow, it's one day after Pride Month, and we're just back on our bullshit.
Bye, gay.
No one's gay anymore.
I do think it's a funny approach. I like the approach of that actor from White Lotus. Pedro, you would know who I'm talking about. The guy who's also in Euphoria. What's his name? Who had that amazing audition.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Someone's like, you need to tell us whether you're gay or not on Twitter. And he just said, no. Or he said, you don't know my alphabet. And they were like, well, you can tell everyone now. And he's like, nope.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
Just great. Great response.
That
but no,
guy, that poor guy's dealt with enough.
Wait, I have to know. Wait, so Joe Keery's solo project is spelled DJO. Is it DJO and not just Joe? It's DJO?
You know what? That's an excellent question.
It's really funny if it's DJO and there's no dash or like two words.
I think it is just like DJO. I think that's how I say it. But then again, I didn't realize that Paris that was spelled like a V was still said as Paris. So let's not.
Did you call them penis?
Joe, you have 2 days to tell us.
How do you pronounce your stupid solo project name?
You know, I'm sure that a lot of people are tuning into this episode just to hear us talk about Stranger Things, and we're just ripping the...
Hey, whoa. We stan it, okay? That much is clear. Don't come for us.
And if enough angry people drop into our mentions, I promise I will watch all of season 2. I will not watch season 3 or 4, just season 2. And I feel like that's a good enough concession for everybody.
No. For who? Whose concession is this?
I think we'd rather you just not watch it.
Yeah, at that point.
Well, I need, if I'm going to take this much hate, I need a drink of some kind. Pedro, do you have a shot for us to knock that?
I have a shot for you guys. When I was going over the Stranger Things recent season, I've seen volume 1, but not really. I haven't seen the new one. Anyway, I wanted to base the drink off of the new big bad, and he kind of, and his whole like vibe and the look of everything kind of reminded me of a shot I used to take a lot in college. So what it is it's peach schnapps, and then you float Baileys on top of it, so it gives it this nice layered look, and then you literally just put drops of grenadine and blue curacao, and they drop through the Baileys just in very specific spots and to the bottom, and it creates this like really weird webbing, and the colors mix together, and it looks gross but like kind of upside downy. It's sort of the perfect look, I think, for this. And I dropped a photo in the chat for you guys to check it out. And it's called a Vecna's Web.
Ooh. God, I'm looking at it right now.
That's a lot of work. As a recent college grad, that's a lot of work to put into a shot. That's that's too much for me.
It's so worth it in the end, though, I promise.
This reminds me a lot of a hemorrhage shot.
Yeah, it's like the brain hemorrhage. That's sort of what it is.
During the first part of quarantine, when we were all trying to figure out like what we do with ourselves now, I had a very brief sort of like period where I was watching a ton of post-apocalyptic films, and then I was like, I should make drinks to them, and I watched Akira. Which, if you haven't seen Akira, just be prepared for a lot of anime body horror. And so, like, at the very end of the movie, spoilers, everyone who hasn't seen a movie from 1988, there is the villain turns into this, like, giant monster where his body just kind of, like, contorts and deforms. And I wanted to capture that in a shot, so I did something pretty similar, but most of the floating was grenadine, so it just looks like blood and guts. It was delicious. This one looks less gross.
You floated grenadine on top of something?
You know, I have it on my dead Instagram, and I can look it up right now. That is the Barfly's Guide, everyone. All one word if you want to check out the 6 photos I've got there. It is,
if you want to give it some CPR, get the life going in that Instagram account again.
I have this pic, like, I fucked up and I didn't put the actual recipe here, but it looks like I did the thing with the Baileys where the Baileys was at the top and it floats down and then grenadine. I'm just looking at the picture right now. So
no, that's, I was going to say, that sounds correct.
Yes. I can't figure out where it is though. So yeah.
I believe you.
All right. So okay. I think we need to know. So who's Vecna again?
So Vecna is like the big bad in the recent season, and it's discovered that he's, spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it, but whatever. He's like he's like the first experiment, because like Eleven's like this experiment, this result of an experiment, and he was like the first one, and he gets stuck in the upside down, and he just turns into this gross creature who was like obsessed with spiders in his childhood and has all these crazy powers, and he possesses people, and he just hangs out in his gross, horrific past in the upside down. And he's like, he hangs out sort of, it's like a web, but it's like a flesh web. It's weird. He's got like all these tentacles coming out of him, and he just like hangs out there and terrifies people. And he's the reason that Kate Bush's song is in it. So like what they discovered is like when he possesses someone, the only way to snap them out of it is with like their favorite song. And that's the girl's favorite song. She's like, this guy's going to kill me. And so they put the headphones on her and, you know, she starts running up that hill.
Well, to be fair, everyone kind of realized it now, but the only reason that Will survived in the Upside Down is because he was singing, "Will I stay or will I go? Or should I stay or should I go?" Like the whole time that he was down there.
I missed that.
Because Barb died instantly. No song.
Yeah.
She was gone.
So you need to be a music stan if you're going to survive the Upside Down.
Oh, absolutely.
Or at least have a favorite song or a Desert Island disc.
This is actually a really good question. If you were in the Upside Down and you had to snap out of Vecna's possession, what would be your song?
NSYNC's Giddy Up.
That's a good one.
Is it? That is, wow, I would could not have anticipated that one.
Really?
Giddy Up.
No? Wow. I fucking love that song.
Did they do Digital Get Down?
Hell yeah, they did Digital Get Down. Okay. It was between that and Giddy Up, but I chose Giddy Up.
I would have liked to have heard Digital Get Down.
That'd be good.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Is that yours, Ryan?
Mine would be my favorite song of all time, which is the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh my god.
But the version sung by Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl, right?
No, the Kahlua Bagpipes version. Yeah, that would be mine. So yeah, I'm humming it. It's not much of a, yeah. What about you, Anthony?
I mean, that makes sense considering I found you passed out in an American flag Speedo a little bit earlier. For me, it is going to be Andrew WK's Party Hard. That song never doesn't get me going. So I guess it always gets me going. It's been on my workout playlist for like 10 years and I'm never taking it off. It's too like
you're getting very aggressive and no one said anything.
Don't at me. We're not adding you. Like really, we're not. I watched a video recently all about like the history of his come up, which was very bizarre, but I thought what was really interesting is that his producer was the same guy who produced White Zombie. And Andrew just wanted like this wall of sound the entire time. In fact, he like layered like 20 or 30 guitars on top of each other for the whole song. And he just wanted to keep going. And the producer was like, no, you need like a break so that when it hits, like it really hits. And so at the very beginning where it just like cuts and it's just like that one single piano key, like that's the anticipation and then it just hits you. So yeah, guy's fucking weird, but I love that one song a lot.
It's a good one.
What about you, Naz?
I'd probably go with Call Me Mother by RuPaul.
Love that.
Listen.
Hey, June is over. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, that will never not. It's in my car constantly. I listen to it at least twice a day. The lyrics, I have them down now. I think of Ben de la Creme doing it as Julie Andrews. That's a personal favorite. So yes. Those just live in my head rent-free.
So I'm still catching up on all of the... This is why I haven't watched Stranger Things. I've been catching up on a lot of Drag Race. And
don't make excuses.
You can multitask.
Was that a Snatch Game? The Julie Andrews?
No, it was a Rusical. I think it was in the All-Star seasons where they were like allowed to do like the cute little lipstick moment. So yeah.
Before Ben eliminated himself.
The first time I gooped and gagged, let me tell you. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's true.
You're going for the gold and you're like, I'm eliminating myself.
I'm going home.
I totally forgot to feed my cat. I'm out of here. So what do we think of these songs? Like the I did my research, and for those of you who don't know, Maya and Joe play co-workers in season 3 at the ice cream shop, which is where a lot of those memes come from. And What do we think of like their musical projects, like aside from the show? What struck everybody?
I didn't realize that Joe Keery was the one who has a song called Chateau. I was like going through his music today and I was like, it's you that I've been listening to on repeat for like a year and a half now. I felt so guilty because he's a Massachusetts native. I went to UMass with his sisters. That was pretty cool. So I felt like I was betraying him by not knowing what he's been up to. But his new single is very, in contrast to what Maya put out, they're very drastically different, which I guess makes sense for their characters as well.
Mm-hmm. You got that that opposites attract kind of thing. I really like both of their work. Chateau is a jam, and I know that I've heard it around. Maya, I don't think I've listened to her before, but I really like her deal. She's got like kind of a more subdued Claro kind of vibe. What was the one song that I really, really liked? It was like something Animal. It's just kind of got this like really dirty kind of blues hook, which it kind of struck me because all of her other stuff doesn't have that vibe. And then all of a sudden it hit me. I'm going to look it up because, yeah. Oh, I also didn't know that she was Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter. That was a
thing. Come on,
that...
son.
Are you kidding me? That's nepotism at its finest.
You said you did your research.
Where was the research?
The research was me discovering all this stuff. And now I know. Animal Enough is the name of the song. That is my pick from her album Blush from 2020. What about you guys, Pedro, Ryan? What are your thoughts?
Joe's stuff is definitely more my vibe, but I definitely respect what Maya does. Like she's really good at what she does. She does it well. There's people coming of age to that kind of music. You know what I mean? It's definitely that kind of vibe. And then Joe's, I don't know. His just sounds like he's really having fun doing it, doing mm-hmm. whatever he does. And like, it's really funky and chill. I really like it.
Yeah. It feels very much in the Tame Impala lane to me. Joe's band, Joe or DJ O. I discovered he was in music when I saw him in Post Animal opening for Twin Peaks, and that band I like quite a bit. And this feels very much kind of in the similar progression, this song. And there's definitely kind of a swirling kind of psych thread that runs between them. I feel like they're both kind of dipping their toes in kind of similar eras, I feel like. Yeah, the Maya song, I like what she's doing because she's sort of just exploring this stuff, these spaces on her own and not really pushing it out too hard. I like the noisiness of the Maya Hawke song. I like the guitar sounds on that and like that she's just sort of doing this thing. She's not really, it doesn't feel like it's trying hard to be a particular thing. She's just exploring these melodies in her own space and just kind of putting it out there. And like the streaming numbers aren't crazy high on all of it. So it feels like she's just kind of putting it out there and it's great. I think it's, I feel like I could see her kind of doing almost like a Nico type thing. Yeah, I like what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a little bit about Therese in particular, and about how it's about a girl that she saw in a painting who in her head is her. So it's like from her perspective, like looking at this... I think it's called like Therese Dreaming by a Polish French artist. Balthus, I think is who it was. And it's in the Met in New York City. So and she's just the whole idea is that this girl in this painting is being leered at by all of these people who like come and look at the painting. But she's like, what if this girl is me and she wants to escape these surroundings? And as a girl who's always wanted to escape my surroundings, that really resonated with me in particular. Plus, it's just Therese. It's just Therese. That I can hum that forever. So, man. Oop. Oh, shit. 1 second, Drew. I just dropped a bunch of shit.
I got the topo on the computer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell our listeners this, but I'm drinking Topo Chico again today because we're still remote, alas. And I found out that Topo Chico now makes 25-ounce giant bottles. And I, you know, keep making them bigger, Topo. Do not stop. I am waiting for that gallon jug so that I don't ever have to buy a pallet again. Keep doing you.
Is it glass or is it plastic?
It's glass.
It's the glass one. Mm.
Topo out of a, just mineral water out of a bottle just hits different. This is Nasaya. Welcome to the show. I always plug Topo Chico.
I love that.
We at least 5 minutes.
At least some decent water. I think when people tell me they like Dasani, that's when I know I can't be friends with them anymore. It shouldn't fizz. Water shouldn't fizz when you open it unless it's a seltzer. It shouldn't fizz. It's full of salt. I don't trust it. I don't trust people who like it. that's when we're no longer friends. It's like smart water or something else. But when you say, oh my God, my favorite's Dasani, I'm like, I don't know you anymore.
For me, that's Crystal Geyser.
Harsh.
You're going down a path I can't follow.
No.
Arrowhead to me is one I don't understand. That's maybe the worst water.
Oh my God.
On God's green earth.
People who choose to drink that willingly, I don't understand.
So we all have everyone has a different water.
Different deal breaking water.
That seems bad that we all have wildly different takes on water.
Well,
like,
that
shouldn't be the case.
Dasani is, they're in every amusement park because there's salt in it, so you'll keep buying them because you keep feeling dehydrated because Dasani itself is what's dehydrating you. Like, that's a scam. And it fizzes! I will stand by the fact that water should not fizz when I open it.
I haven't noticed that.
It has a little...
The salt thing. The salt thing's a really evil idea.
I'm imagining you opening your first bottle of Dasani, just dropping it as soon as you hear that...
That was so sus to me. It made me uncomfortable. Never again. Didn't touch one ever again.
They're also the go-to water for McDonald's, so that should say something, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you order water at McDonald's.
If you're ordering water or salad at McDonald's, you're kidding yourself.
That's not why we're here.
Tunes and Topo.
Tunes. Oh, man, that's the new title of the show, Tunes and Topo.
Bam.
It's that if they want to pay us.
Send us another shirt. That's all I'm asking, Topo.
Okay, don't talk to Anthony. Talk to Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm going into the negotiation with like the lowest possible thing.
Simping for Topo.
I just want to start this meeting off and say, yes, we're in.
Listen, you can break them down eventually. There's, if you just keep at it, one day they'll just be like, listen, you're right. No, we should work with you. But
I'll be like, you know
what?
We'll pay you to keep our name out of your mouth. stop mentioning us.
That's the game. That's how you do it. But they did. They did send us some stuff, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did send us stuff. Thank you, Topo.
Yep. Two giant pallets of Topo, a t-shirt, guitar picks, bottle openers, and a nice little tote bag. But there are four of us, so we really need three more tote bags and three more t-shirts. So chop chop, please. Please. You have our mailing address now in Sierra Madre, California. Oh, and Nasaya's here, so just make that one more and send that one to Massachusetts. Just the state of Massachusetts. She'll
just
find
the whole state.
She'll find it.
Well, we're kind of coming up to the end of our little discussion today, but before we go, the three of you have seen all of season four, right? Or at least most of it.
No.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan has.
Then I guess this question's for you, Nasaya. Where do you hope things are going to go in season five?
Ooh. I've already been told by friends that there are like a few confirmed deaths in volume two, which makes me very unhappy. So I guess it depends on who they kill off. That's where I will be like, I'm sorry, I can't watch the show anymore. If Steve Harrington's gone, I too will be leaving.
Can't wait to find out. Although if they kill Steve, yeah, that would be a bummer. I really like Steve.
He's great. He's had such a great character arc. He went from being the worst to like the best.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Is the photographer Cokehead dead yet?
Nasiah's face right now, Ryan.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you what.
We're going to put an Instagram poll up on our story. And if we get enough responses, I will watch all of season, or not even all of season four. I will watch the whole series and I will live stream it on our Twitter or something. Do we have a Twitter? I don't even, is it
you
still
do.
Active? Okay,
it
good.
It is. It's I'm waiting up. To be really controversial, but I'm just like, I got to ease myself into that because I know I'm going to put a lot of hot
start posting about Dasani. Start posting about Dasani.
No, I feel like a lot of people agree with me on that front.
I don't
Tunes
know.
Tunes and Tumblers is just going to be Dasani hot takes and pictures of Drew's feet from now on.
No. You got to pay for that. That's premium. Don't post yeah, free.
You got to make a paywall.
You got to make sure the pictures are blurred.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know.
Just be like uncensored content at justforfans.com/tunesandtumblers.
What an insane account. You guys could do what Bella Thorne did. She started an OnlyFans and she like posted pictures that were like blurred, but it turns out that it was just her in like a bikini, but she had like removed the straps of the bikini so you couldn't see it, but then you'd already paid all this money just to see her in a bikini, which you could have seen on her Instagram anyway. Uproar.
Suckers!
I remember that. And they changed the rules of OnlyFans after that, so you can only get your payout at the end of the month, which, like, completely fucked all of these people who, like, rely on OnlyFans for their income. So, Bella Thorne, do better. Jesus.
The worst.
Yep.
No, just stop. Don't do better. Just stop. Just stop, Bella.
Yeah, please. Just don't do anything.
Just don't do
anything. Shake It Up was the peak. I loved you in Shake It Up, but you can just end your career there.
She was in The Babysitter, right? She was the cheerleader.
Yes, she was.
In that?
She
made me laugh. She made me laugh in that shit. That shit was funny.
Wait, am I thinking of the right movie? Was that movie directed by McGee that was on Netflix? The 2017
so, yes.
movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked that. It was freaking weird. That was a good movie. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to bring our talk of Stranger Things and Dasani water and what else did we talk about?
Well, I think we have to also, it's interesting, so many of the actors on the show have bands. We didn't even talk about Finn Wolfhard's musical.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't release anything recently, so I felt, I didn't feel inclined to add
No,
him.
Of course, yeah, we were focusing on the current.
Nasiah said no.
No. His band's great. He just hasn't had anything, I think, since 2019. So he just didn't feel prevalent. I mean, Caleb McLaughlin also has like a career going. So I didn't feel the need to see him do anything either.
Oh, no. It wasn't.
I think he just has like two songs out and I didn't need them. I don't think any of us needed them.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Nasiah, you're going to... Nasiah, you're going to fit in so well here. This is great.
This is the hot take that is going on Twitter.
That he didn't need a music career. But I feel that way about so many actors. Like, you don't have to. You can just stop. You can just do what you do.
Give her the Twitter info, please. Her.
I have it.
Give it to her. Give it to her. Everyone else lose it.
Well, I think it says something that I didn't remember that we had a Twitter. So that's already taken care of.
Yeah, no, I had to ask you for it. You gave me everything else. And I was like, hey, remember when you told me I could put hot takes on Twitter? Kind of need that info.
I'm trying to fuck some shit up right now. Give me that password.
Listen, I'm going to put it out there. Beyonce doesn't sing. She talks, sings, and I will stand by that.
Oh, wow. Here we go. It's
Cut
happening.
The camera's dead ass.
I'm going to choose violence right out the gate.
Oh, Jesus.
This is probably a good time to announce that I'm leaving. I have nothing to do with this person and her hot takes.
That, you know, that is actually true. That after 3 years and over 75 delicious cocktails, our one and only Pedro is in fact leaving the show at the end of July. That's kind of one of the reasons I haven't been sleeping, Pedro, because I've been crying all the time.
Get over it. Drink but about it, yo.
TNT fam, please do not despair. Your favorite podcast is going to lumber on just like the Jurassic World movies. Actually, that's a bad example. Okay, how about like Kanye's career?
Ooh.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop making comparisons right now.
Oof.
We actually, you know, stick around. We have a ton of announcements coming your way in the next couple of months. We have a lot of new ideas, a lot of things shaken up here. So final half of season four is going to be a wild one. Ooh, and ooh. Before we go over to our musical guest for the day, does anyone have any lingering thoughts about the music of DJ O, Maya Hawk, Stranger Things in general, Sus Water?
Oh, that! All right, we need to branch out and start a brand of water, Sus Water.
I also would like to say you shouldn't have told me that you're putting a poll up, because the fact that I'm about to make so many fake Instagram accounts solely so you have to watch the show.
Oh yeah,
I have too much power now. If you see just a whole bunch of random accounts that all have the same picture, don't worry about it.
And this is the point where the show turned.
When multiple click farms were hired to manipulate a poll that we put out.
The call is coming from inside the house right now.
Well, my closing thought is saying thanks for a great run and lots of great drinks, Pedro.
You're welcome, man. Welcome, everybody.
We still have two more interviews coming your way with Pedro, so it's not goodbye yet. And these are going to be really good ones. One that we've been waiting on since February. If you want to be in our close friends list on Instagram, let us know, because that's where we make all the announcements beforehand. So check that out. And thank you all for listening to Tunes and Tumblers. Tunes and Tumblers is an Atwood Magazine podcast and a member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Be sure to like the show and Atwood on every platform and check out some more of Pantheon's amazing music-based pods. Also, please rate and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us out a lot. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the episode description, you'll find a link where you can donate directly to the show. Every dollar goes to keeping the lights on and paying our Netflix subscription so that I can actually start watching Stranger Things. And I think, Drew, that link has been taking us to Anchor forever. I'm interested in starting a coffee, so maybe we can start doing that. Keep your eyes out, listeners. Tunes and Tumblers was produced, as always, by Drew Franzblau. Our theme song is by New New Girlfriend. And before we say goodbye, I think it's time we turn things over to our musical guest, Jake Sternberg of the indie rock band Ruby Sparks. Cinephiles, you may recognize their name from the 2012 film starring Paul Dano and Zoe Kazan. And if you don't, I highly suggest you check it out to revel in their shared themes of the dangers of idolizing people and coping with loneliness in early adulthood. But beyond that, Ruby Sparks, the band, are fully versed in the art of catchy pop songwriting. We're beyond thrilled to join publications like BuzzBands LA, Merry-Go-Round Magazine, and Alchemical Records in singing their praises. Tunes and Tumblers fam, please welcome Jake Sternberg of Ruby Sparks to the pod for their song, California Honey. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Jake from Ruby Sparks. Our new single, California Honey, and its music video from our second EP of the same name are out now. I'm excited to drink this heady topper chilling in my fridge that was so kindly gifted to me by my old boss, Todd. California Honey is also low-key named after the Pizza Port beer of the same name that I was picking up at Sunset Beer Co. in Echo Park during the pandemic. Rest in peace. I was like, man, that sounds like a great name for a record, and here we are. The song and video are about shedding your learned masculinity, all of the tropes, norms, and stereotypes that men are trained to project in this world, and beginning the complicated journey of exploring your own individual identity. The idea of the video, which was directed by my girlfriend Joanna and written by our good friend Theo, was to use the image of the beekeeper suit, which is also just hilarious in itself, to represent the metaphorical mask that we all wear and show that the onus is truly on all of us to forcibly remove it and take the leap of faith to find your true self, your California honey, and embrace and lean into living a life that actually brings you fulfillment and joy. Hope y'all enjoy, and thanks for having me on the pod. Peace.
all we gotta do is try. Yeah, we started with the odds stacked up against us, but I promise I won't give up tonight. Yeah, we can choose where we come from. Together we'll discover the truth. I know this world ain't getting any better, but I guess I can get better for you. You're like California honey in my hot seat, and you're getting all over me. Life can get a little messy. I'm tired of guessing when the answer's right in front of me. There's no rush to get it right the first time, but we can't get it right if we don't try. Yeah, I know it's straight, still feel vulnerable. Aren't you tired of hiding your feelings inside? But liberation's round the corner for you, waiting while the rest of the world makes up its mind. Assume